Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
A little Otis Redding bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Broadcasting live from the Heritage Foundation, George Mason University Entrepreneurship and Development Symposium here in Washington, D.C., and broadcasting from the Heritage Foundation's building from the sixth floor, having a great visit with our good friend David Audrecht, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, director of the Institute for Development Strategies at Indiana University. And, David, I know you're going to, tomorrow you're going to Australia to give some speeches, some talks on this concept of places, on what places, what the importance of places in the development of globe of entrepreneurship, wherever they may be around the globe. And when you get back, I'd like for you to come back and tell us about what you found down there and give us a little travelogue. In the meantime, what if there are people listening right now who are leaders of communities? They're chamber leaders, they're chamber executives, they're bankers, they're chamber members, and they're trying to grow their communities, their places. What can they do? What advice do you have to them about helping their community become more entrepreneurial?
Yeah, I think that's the key to moving forward, the key to the president in his State of the Union speech the other night centered it around competitiveness. Competitiveness means that your business, but also your place, can compete with anybody in the world and make sales, grow, and create jobs, increase employment. And the key thing is to take advantage of the people you have, the resources you have at hand. And so what that means is invest in your people, educate them, take education seriously in your community, try to get the most out of your people, but then help them become entrepreneurs. And that could
you also have to have infrastructure, though, it seems to me. I mean, part of this, I agree. Clearly, I agree. There's while you're doing all that, though, somebody needs to be working on infrastructure, because today, if you're going to be entrepreneurial, you've got to have a high speed. You got to have plenty of good connections to the backbone.
Well, you know, Jim, you're right on. And one of the entrepreneurial hotbeds in the United States has been right where you live and work, not exactly the D.C., the Northwest, but in right. Northern Virginia. And it's because they've got that kind of Internet infrastructure, but frankly, also the airport. People need yeah. to be able to move. They need to be able to access other places and so on.
But if you in terms of places, and this comes back to what we talked about in the very first segment, in terms of places, if you can get connected, if you can get people plenty of high-speed Internet connection, you can really level the playing field in terms of connecting with regard to airports and that sort of thing. But I just want to point that thing out. If your community, you got to work on the folks, but you also have to work on the technology. Talk to us a little bit more about how to help your local people grow your own entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I think it's to take it seriously. Get that subject taken seriously in the K-12. Get it into the community colleges. Get it into the media. Get it into the newspapers.
You're talking about curriculum. You're talking about entrepreneurship curriculum, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm talking about influence, yes. But it's not only just here's how to teach a business. It's our whole understanding of how the economy works, how society works. We've now got, it's entrepreneurs, they've been, but they're going to be more than ever in this global economy. They're going to be the driving force of competitiveness. To be competitive, a place needs not just one entrepreneur. It needs a whole entrepreneurial community, whether you're a big town like yours in Washington or you're a smaller town like Bloomington, where I'm living right now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, because if people don't see opportunities, link it up to their own intellectual resources, and then network in the communities they're in, both local and global, to create new products and services, we're never going to compete against the rest of the world. Now, fortunately, this is, I think, America's great asset. It's the asset in communities. But it takes the chambers of commerce, it takes mayors, it takes governors
right.
to set this straight.
And David, you're talking about communities stopping thinking of the next door community as an enemy and their competition, and think more of them as aggregating the power of the region.
You know, that's a really good point, Jim. That's right. You're not trying to steal plants away from other
right.
people, but we know this about new ideas.
I got to wrap it up. I'm so glad you have a lot to say, because I'm going to have you back again real soon. Safe travels to Australia, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
I look forward to it, Jim. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
David Odrek, ladies and gentlemen, with Indiana University. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham. More to come from the Heritage Foundation in the next hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.